All right, wrestling fans, it is the Wednesday after Labor Day, which means it is time for Hard Day's Night, coming to you from Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. 9 big matches on the supercard, 3 titles on the line, including the television title and both world titles. We do have a contract extension by Bad Company, sticking with the PWA for a while as they still try to get to the World Tag Team Champions. We're going to start off right away with the television title on the line. Dan Spivey defending the title against Iron Mike Sharp. Tommy Young is forced to throw out the match after 3 controversial finishes and restarts. Young declares the match a no contest. Spivey is still your television champion in a time of 13 minutes 57 seconds when it's finally all over. Sharp shows that he plans on being a thorn in Spivey's side for as long as he has the television title. So I know Spivey has always said how he is just sick and tired of having to face Iron Mike Sharp and Brickhouse Brown for the title, but it is still that going on, as Iron Mike Sharp is still one of the top contenders for that title. As Spivey leaves the ring, Sharp grabs a chair and chases him up the aisle. Heenan tries to get Sharp off of Spivey, but Hart drags him away. Sharp drives the edge of the chair into Spivey's throat for a moment before Young pulls him off. Gary Hart calls to Sharp as he continues to hold Heenan back. Sharp signals Hart to throw him into the ring. Sharp slides into the ring and loads the armband. He whips Heenan across the ring and drops him with a vicious lariat. The rest of the family rushes down to the ring to save their manager. Sharp and Hart get out of Dodge. Bad Company meets them at the entrance ramp, but Hart tells his men to head back to the dressing room. Their work was done. Next match is one of those cleanup matches from the gang war that is really strictly, from a booking standpoint, just rankings driven. Jeff Jarrett and Kendall Windham facing off against Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis. Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis having had a World Tag Team title shot last month, Jarrett and Windham want their chance. Brickhouse and Travis seem to have taken their loss last week in the elimination match personally. They make quick work of Jarrett and Windham. Brickhouse nails Windham with a pair of brass knuckles while Jarrett and Travis have David Manning distracted. So your winners are Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis in a time of 4 minutes, 2 seconds. The next match has Michael Hayes of the Freebirds facing off against Disco Inferno. And the two have a solid match. Hayes charges the corner, but Disco moves out of the way. Disco gets the pin with a schoolboy roll-up and a handful of tights in a time of 3 minutes, 38 seconds. Next is this constant battle again in the tag team division. PG-13 facing off against Bad Company. Neither one of them seems to be able to get rid of the other one. And seeing the Bad Company just signed on for another few months, we're talking some serious future time that could be here. But these two tag teams have a wonderful match. Paul Diamond pins JC Ice after a double underhook suplex in 7 minutes, 19 seconds. This match begins next season's feud between these two teams. These two teams were mainstays in Memphis in different decades. What would it have been like had they been in the same place at the same time? This next season, we'll see what could have happened between these two teams. Both teams are hoping to line themselves up for a title shot at the New Age Outlaws by Christmas Chaos. Next match, again with the Spectaculars and Jarrett. Again, strictly rankings-based. Number one contender match for the Illinois heavyweight title. Lance Storm facing off against Too Cold Scorpio. Storm and Scorpio have a great match. With Iceman having just won the title, both men want to make the best impression for me and the booking committee. Storm gets the win with a super kick while Scorpio is in the corner to become your new number one contender for the Illinois heavyweight title in a time of 11 minutes, 47 seconds. Now, why isn't this could have been a triple threat match for the Illinois heavyweight title? We're in Wisconsin. We can't defend the Illinois heavyweight title in Wisconsin. It's just the way it goes. But the Illinois heavyweight champion is in action in the next match as he and Honky Tonk Man face off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. And these four men battle it out in a brilliant yet quick match. As Daniels distracts David Manning, Gilbert throws a fireball in Iceman's face. Gilbert rolls him up with an inside cradle to get a quick pin in a time of 5 minutes, 41 seconds. Your winners are Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. Next match has Brad Armstrong facing off against Rolando Freeman. And Brad and Rolando have a great match. When Rolando gets into trouble, he calls for the Spectaculars to help him out. However, no one comes to his aid. Brad makes Rolando submit to a full Nelson in a time of 7 minutes, 19 seconds. Where are the Spectaculars? Are they all nursing their wounds from previous matches? I mean, granted, most of them, actually all of them, have been successful in this evening. Or are they just in the back celebrating, figuring that Rolando could take care of Armstrong? Who knows? All right, we're down to 2 matches left. Both of them world title matches. First, we have the World Tag Team Champions, the New Age Outlaws, and an open invitation being answered by the Pacific Northwest Tag Team Champions, Marty Jannetty and DePope D'Angelo De Niro. Our World Tag Team Champions, of course, accept the challenge. De Niro gets the advantage over Armstrong for a moment, but Armstrong tosses him into the turnbuckle before leaving the ring. Gunn wonders what is going on. Armstrong waves off the match and walks up the aisle. Gunn and Heenan follow after him, kind of dumbfounded. And Tommy Young counts the champions out. So your winners are the Pacific Northwest Tag Team Champions, the Challengers, Marty Jannetty and D'Angelo De Niro. But they win by count out and therefore do not get the titles. Your champions are still the New Age Outlaws. Yay for them. All right, main event. Can we get done with this impromptu storyline? Thanks to the Spectaculars and Jarrett's gang. World heavyweight title on the line, Stone Cold Steve Austin defending the title once again against Terry Bam Bam Gordy. So we have it. Finishing out this season, again, the Rattlesnake facing the Freebirds. In a brawl that goes for quite a while, the fans truly get their money's worth for this supercard main event. The match finally ends after a few minutes of double-teaming by the Freebirds as referee Nick Patrick is knocked out. The Freebirds spike Stone Cold into the mat with his bike pile driver. Hayes then comes off the top turnbuckle with an elbow drop for additional damage. Hayes rolls Patrick over and shakes him to get him awake. The crowd boos as Gordy nonchalantly puts his boot on Austin's chest to get the pin. Your winner and new World Heavyweight Champion is Terry Bam Bam Gordy in a time of 47 minutes, 46 seconds. The Freebirds celebrate in the ring until Stone Cold gets back to his feet. The Freebirds start to leave the ring, but Stone Cold grabs the microphone and tells them to wait. Stone Cold tells the Freebirds that they have put up quite the fight against him over the last few months. He congratulates Gordy on a great match and wishes him a successful reign as the World Heavyweight Champion. Stone Cold announces that he will not be cashing in the automatic rematch clause in the contract. He announces that he is leaving the PWA to face other talented wrestlers around the world, wrestlers that refused to accept the open invitation. The Rattlesnake is now hunting those who refuse to come to him. So Stone Cold ends the episode holding out his hand to the Freebirds, seeking to end the night as gentlemen. The Freebirds look at him warily, but they eventually shake his hand and the crowd erupts. All right, so Stone Cold leaves. This is a booking decision on my end to get more people in. Because, yes, I could sit here and I could have Stone Cold reign for a long time because he is my favorite wrestler. But I've also always been one of these guys who loves the mid-carders. So guys like Brad Armstrong, Iceman King Parsons, Honky Tonk Man, Kendall Windham, you know, these guys that really didn't get much of a push in the major organizations. Now, Brad Armstrong was North American heavyweight champion in Mid-South for a while. Iceman King Parsons had his success in world class. Honky Tonk Man was the greatest intercontinental champion ever. But really, they were never given a great push. In fact, if you go looking out on Google, you can find interviews of Honky Tonk Man explaining exactly how he got the Intercontinental title. He wasn't even scheduled to be in the match. But I forget if it was Randy Savage or Ricky Steamboat, who was the champion at the time, but he was slated to lose the title that night to Hacksaw Butch Reed, and Reed no-showed. So Honky Tonk Man is just kind of walking by, and they're just like, hey, you're in the next match. You get to be the Intercontinental Champion at the end of the night. Like, woo-hoo. But again, like I said, the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time was the Honky Tonk Man. And so I love these guys. So we will see some of the bigger superstars leaving the PWA over the next few months, and especially by the end of the year, to make way for more guys to be brought in, because these guys keep taking up salary cap in there, so we can't have all these guys. And I want to see a lot of different people in here. And the open invitation was a great idea, but it gets kind of monotonous when, like, you have D'Angelo De Niro taking an open invitation challenge 1 week for the television title, and then he and Marty Jannetty the next week have an open invitation against the World Tag Team Champions. There's just so many things you can do at one time without bringing in fresh blood. And that's what we're going to see over the next few months and at the beginning of 2024, is a lot of new fresh blood coming into the PWA to just give it a little jolt of. So how is that all going to play out? You'll have to come back next season and find out. As we start off United Center once again next week, lots of things going on for the season going up into Christmas Chaos. I hope you'll be here to continue contributing to and celebrating your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.